KX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. President Biden, the ABC News projected winner of Nevada's Democratic primary, Donald Trump's name wasn't on the Republican primary ballot, and no delegates were awarded. The top vote-getter was none of these candidates. National Transportation Safety Board investigators with a preliminary report on the door plug that broke away from a Boeing 737 MAX 9 jetliner in midair.
According to NTSB investigators, there were no bolts holding the door plug in place when it flew off in flight. And amazingly, there had not been any bolts for the weeks the plane had been flying passengers. The NTSB finding the door had been removed at the Boeing factory to work on some damaged rivets. And when the door was put back on, apparently workers forgot to put on the bolts.
ABC's Alex Stone. The House Republican bid to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas failed. Not enough votes. The issue will be revisited on Wednesday, though. This is ABC News. The individual may have been a migrant. What's certain, says ABC's Alex Stone, is that the individual died in the heavy rain drenching Southern California.
With the heavy rain coming down in San Diego, police say a person died while trying to cross the Tijuana River Valley. U.S. Customs and Border Protection called for rescuers to recover a body spotted in the water. Police say the person was trying to cross the river. They don't know yet if it was a migrant trying to illegally enter the U.S. There were reports of a second person in the water, but they were never found. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Brandon Novak, a professional bowler based in Ross County, Ohio, is in custody in Indianapolis, busted as he was competing in the U.S. Open bowling tournament. He'll be extradited to Chillicothe, Ohio, where officials say the arrest warrant for Novak was based on a secret indictment. Further information to be released when Novak is back in town. Novak has been a pro bowler for more than a decade and has won two tournaments. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
The story of Black History Month starts in Chicago. It's 1915, and thousands are there to celebrate. 50 years since the Emancipation Proclamation and the end of slavery. The gathering also inspires civic organizations to uncover the many achievements of Black citizens. By 1926, the celebration of African American history is official. This also is a time for rising racial pride. The Black middle class is expanding, and industrial cities like Milwaukee are luring African Americans with good jobs. There's so much more to tell you. Listen for the next Black History Month story here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's U.S. senators are split on a bill to increase border security and provide aid for Ukraine and Israel. Democrat Tammy Baldwin says she has concerns but plans to vote for it. Republican Ron Johnson says he's against it. The Senate holds a procedural vote Wednesday. Experts say expanding the child tax credit would lift as many as 400,000 American kids above the poverty line in 1 year. Chris Cox is with the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities.
Half of kids who don't get the full credit now, their families will gain $600 or more from the bill. And about 40% of kids who don't get the full credit now, their families will gain $1,000 or more from this bill.
A bill to receive the expanded credit passed the U.S. House last week. Final adoption is not guaranteed. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Packers making more coaching changes. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports. The Packers making moves on their defensive coaching staff after firing Joe Barry and hiring Boston College head coach Jeff Hafley. Gone are linebackers coach Kirk Olivandotti and defensive back coach Greg Williams. They have hired a new defensive line coach, Vince Ogabasi, replacing Jerry Montgomery, who had held that position since 2015. Ogabasi has connections to the 49ers and served with the Packers' new defensive coordinator, Jeff Hafley, at Boston College. Last night at Super Bowl 58 in Las Vegas, Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes asked about his father's most recent arrest in Texas over the weekend, charged with drunk driving.
It's a family matter, so I'll just keep it to the family, and that's all I really have to say at this point.
It's his father's third offense. NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks road trip winding down. They're in Phoenix against the Suns tonight. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers slipped from 6th to 11th ranked in the nation after those back-to-back losses. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clouds and some patchy fog in the overnight with lows in the mid-30s and light south winds. After the fog, we'll have a mostly cloudy sky Wednesday, highs approaching the 50-degree mark. Rain and some rumbles possible on Thursday with highs in the middle 50s. It's 30 at our studios.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. Whether you're hanging out on State Street or hanging out on the lakes, thanks for listening. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. And on the line with us, our old buddy Alex Lawson, the Executive Director of Social Security Works, socialsecurityworks.org, strengthensocialsecurity.org, ALaw202 or SSWorks on Twitter or X or whatever you want to call it. And Alex, welcome back. Am I missing any of your URLs? I know you've got a couple of other ones out there.
No, that's all good. SocialSecurityWorks.org is the main one, Tom.
Okay, great. So the Republican Party says that they Jake Johnson published this piece over on Common Dreams. Hell no, Trump allies plans to privatize Medicare draws alarm and outrage. Tell us about this.
So Andrew Perez at Rolling Stone sort of broke this first, and what the this is. It's been known to us, but it's really wonderful when it sort of gets out there, as you know, Tom, and people pay attention to this. But it's that the Republicans' plan is to privatize Medicare using Medicare Advantage. And what the Rolling Stone article unearthed is just written in the Heritage Foundation transition document. It spells out exactly how they plan to do that. Switch so that when you become Medicare eligible, you're automatically put into a private insurance plan that you then would have to opt out of if you wanted to go into traditional Medicare, which we know, just like all the science, all the social science of opt-in and opt-out show that's how you would kill it. That's like right. It would do it. And most people wouldn't see that. You know, it doesn't sound as bad as like, you know, I'm going to rip your health care away from you, Tom, and make sure that, you know, an insurance company can delay and deny you needed care. But that's what it would do directly. So that has been exposed. And it's great that people are like shocked and outraged by it. For us who've been fighting it for so many years, it's really obvious that this is what they've always been trying to do.
Right.
Privatize Medicare.
Right. And they've got about 51, 52, 53% of seniors who are on Medicare of some sort being on Medicare Advantage. If they shift this, basically auto or opt in, if they shift the paradigm here, I'm guessing that within 5 years or so, they'll be up to 75-80% of everybody on Medicare is on Medicare Advantage, at which point they can probably pull the plug without most Americans even realizing, much less without much outrage.
Although the truth is that when you get to that point, the system breaks, because the way Medicare Advantage which is not Medicare at all, as you know,
right.
It's just private insurers. The way that they make their money is by delaying and denying care, finding the people who need the least care and excluding the people who actually need health. healthcare. You get sick, you get the care that you need, full stop. That's the way it works. In United Healthcare, you know, private insurance for all, you get sick, you don't get the care you need. You get denied. And the more you need the care, the more likely you are to be denied because you're one of the ones that costs money. And insurance companies don't make money by paying for healthcare. They make money by denying claims. That's the entire way that they make money. So there's no way of reforming that, you know? Like, it's that is the fundamental point of these companies. So they can only do one thing: take our premiums and deny our care.
Yeah, it's amazing. So we're speaking with Alex Lawson, the executive director of Social Security Works. Alex, what is happening on the Social Security front? For a long time, Republicans have been wanting to privatize Social Security. The big banksters are gung-ho for it. You know, Jamie Dimon was doing a fundraiser, I believe, for Nikki Haley, in part on, you know, based on this, the idea that, hey, there's trillions of dollars here, and, you know, if it was sitting in our bank instead of, you know, the federal government's, we could be skimming a little bit off the top, and, you know, us billionaires could become multi-billionaires.
Yeah, and or, you know, they talk about the we'll have trillionaires way before we even make a dent in poverty. Right. So, you know, that is everything you laid out is exactly right on Social Security. The thing I'd add is that they're the vector that they're using to attack Social Security, the commission, the so-called fiscal commission, which is just a death panel for Social Security. It's really alive and well, and it's super dangerous, Tom. As you're watching the immigration deal, you know, sort of fall apart because Donald Trump is directing the House Republicans to, you know, not support it at all. When the government funding fight actually, which is part of this fight, when that actually comes due, the deadline, which is March 1st and March 8th, it's very possible that the commission is used as the pound of flesh to get Republican votes. They've advanced it to the floor in the House and the Senate. All of the stars are aligned for Wall Street to get their death panel for Social Security. We have a good shot of blocking it in the House. But we do have to raise our voices right now is the critical time.
Wow. Simpson Bowles all over again. And of course, this would what I'm seeing is that their strategy would be to basically cut Medicare Social Security benefits by raising the retirement age. I understand every 1 year later that people have to retire is the equivalent of about a 7% cut in Social Security benefits in terms of all the money that Social Security has to pay out. And this way they avoid raising the cap on the very wealthy donors to the Republican Party. Is that the essence of it?
That is it in its entirety. Their plan is to just replace, you know, what we say is in a decade, we have to have millionaires and billionaires pay the same rate into Social Security as the rest of us to prevent around 20% benefit cut in a decade. What they say is we're going to cut benefits by 21% today to, quote unquote, prevent a benefit cut in the future. And you're like, that doesn't make any sense. That's just the problem sooner. But it makes perfect sense if you realize that their goal is to protect the billionaires from paying their fair share. Their goal is to undermine Social Security.
Correct. So when do they roll out Social Security Advantage?
You know, I think it's sort of like the commission, they would discuss things like that. And I will say, Tom, what makes this more dangerous than the Bowles-Simpson Commission is in the Bowles-Simpson Commission, it took a 2/3 majority vote in the commission to advance the fast track, which that basically blasts through Congress. And if it gets out of the commission, it's going to get done. They realized that was their mistake last time. So this time it's a simple majority. And that change alone makes this commission far more dangerous than the Bowles-Simpson Commission was. That's why we have to ensure that it does not even get impaneled, because it will be harder to block if it is.
Yeah. Incredible. You know, what's going on here? You've got two parasitic industries, insurance and banking, who are looking at trillions of government dollars that are right now benefiting Americans, and they're going, we want to get our hands on all that money. It's insane. Alex Lawson, Social Security Works is the website. Check it out. Alex, thanks so much.
Thanks, Tom.
Great talking with you, as always. We'll be right back at 16 minutes past the hour.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Up next, why America needs a Trump election subversion verdict quickly, and a crazy alert, deep fakes. Wow. Stay with us.
One out of two Americans think their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
You're listening to Matt Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt Nair on Air.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Wolf for the big game. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
The story of Black History Month starts in Chicago. It's 1915 and thousands are there to celebrate. 50 years since the Emancipation Proclamation and the end of slavery. The gathering also inspires civic organizations to uncover the many achievements of Black citizens. By 1926, the celebration of African American history is official. This also is a time for rising racial pride. The Black middle class is expanding, and industrial cities like Milwaukee are luring African Americans with good jobs. There's so much more to tell you. Listen for the next Black History Month story here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
The Todd Allbus Show.
You look at Taylor Swift. She fought off the bitterness of defeat when she lost her records, when she was kind of duped by a manager. People who told her she'd never amount to anything. But it doesn't matter if you like her music or not. I'm a fan of anyone. Doesn't matter whether they're an artist or an athlete or just a common Jane or Joe. If you've overcome something in your life, you're a winner. If you've made it through, that's what it's all about.
The Todd Allbus Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
If you're not a CEO, you're probably screwed. In his latest book, Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It by Tom Hartman, Air America host Tom Hartman shows how the middle class, a product of democracy that was so carefully put together by our country's founding fathers, has been systematically dismantled over the past quarter century and, under the guise of freeing the market, replaced by an anti-democratic system designed to line the pockets of the super rich and corporations. Hartman shows that it's not too late to return to the America our founders envisioned. Democracy requires a fair playing field. It will survive only if we the people stand up, speak out, and reclaim our democracy. To find out more about Tom's book tour, or to get an audio sneak peek of Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It, visit TomHartman.com. Get Screwed by Tom Hartman. Available in all fine bookstores now.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. It's no secret that some Valentine's Day gifts require basically no thought, you know, like flowers. And the problem is, your special someone knows that they require no thought. I have two awesome gift suggestions that are not only super easy to order, but you'll get rave reviews for your thoughtfulness and taste. I'm talking about super soft and luxurious loungewear and pajamas from Cozy Earth, the brand featured on Oprah's Favorite Things 5 years in a row. Their popular bamboo pajama sets made from viscose bamboo, for example, are super soft, stylish, and naturally temperature regulating, so she'll sleep more comfortably all night. And you can't go wrong with their bamboo joggers. They have all the coziness of pajamas that she can wear just about anywhere. Louise and I love Cozy Earth. You're golden with anything you order from Cozy Earth this Valentine's Day. And right now, I can get you up to 35% off on Cozy Earth loungewear, pajamas, bedding, bath towels, and more, all backed with a 10-year warranty. Just go to CozyEarth.com and enter my promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, for up to 35% off. That's CozyEarth.com, promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, CozyEarth.com. 22 minutes past the hour, nearly half of the United States right now wants a verdict before the election. And Trump, of course, is doing everything he can to try to push that verdict way off into the future. So, you know, we'll see what happens with this. This was a study that was just published on Monday by CNN. A quarter of Americans don't think Trump will ever concede if he loses a second time. Yeah, I don't think he will either. I'm expecting, you know, all scam all the time, right? 48% of those polled believed it was essential that there be a verdict before November's election. 16% said they would prefer to see one. So that's 64% total. So the president is speaking right now. Let's just tune in and see what he has to say.
Business and for the American economy. And it's why the Wall Street Journal endorsed the bill with the headline this morning, which reads, quote, a border security bill worth passing. The Senate has reforms Trump never came close to getting. That's the quote from the Journal. This bill would also address two other important priorities. First, it provides urgent funding for Ukraine. I'm wearing my Ukraine tie, my Ukraine pin, which I've been wearing because they're in dire straits right now, defending themselves against a Russian onslaught, a brutal conquest. The clock is ticking. Every week, every month that passes without new aid to Ukraine means fewer artillery shells, fewer air defense systems, fewer tools for Ukraine to defend itself against this Russian onslaught. Just what Putin wants. Ukrainians are fighting bravely. You know, many of you, I look around the room here, have followed me in this for a long time. I pulled together a coalition of over 50 nations to support them. On the phone, talking to these leaders. We unified NATO. Remember when we first came to office? NATO was in. Well, they're all together and actually increased the size of NATO. We can't walk away now. That's what Putin's betting on. Supporting this bill is standing up to Putin. Opposing this bill is playing into his hands. As I said before, the stakes on this fight extend well beyond Ukraine. If we don't stop Putin's appetite for power and control in Ukraine, he won't limit himself to just Ukraine. And the cost for America and our allies and partners will rise. For those Republicans in Congress who think they can oppose funding for Ukraine and not be held accountable, history is watching. History is watching. The failure to support Ukraine at this critical moment will never be forgotten. The position of the MAGA Republicans can be characterized by the New York Times headline. First, and this is the headline, it reads, Trump first, Putin second, America third. That cannot pertain. This bipartisan agreement also provides Israel with what it needs to protect its people and defend itself against Hamas terrorists. And it will provide the necessary life-saving humanitarian assistance for the Palestinian people. By opposing this bill, they're denying aid to the people who are really suffering and desperately need help. You know, there's more work to get this done. over the finish line, and I want to be clear. Doing nothing is not an option. Republicans have to decide. For years, they said they want to secure the border. Now they have the strongest border bill this country has ever seen. We're seeing statements about how many oppose the bill now. Look, I understand the former president is desperately trying to stop this bill because it's not, he's not interested in solving the border problem. He wants a political issue to run against me. I've all but said that across the board. No one really denies that I'm aware of. The American people want a solution that puts an end to the empty political rhetoric, which has failed to do anything for so long. We have to get the resources to the border to get the job done. So Republicans have to decide, who do they serve? Donald Trump or the American people? Are they here to solve problems or just weaponize those problems for political purposes? I know my answer. I serve the American people. I'm here to solve problems. Just months ago, the Republicans were asking for this exact bill to deal with the border, to provide support for Ukraine and Israel. And now it's here. And they're saying, never mind. Never mind.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
President Joe Biden calling out the GOP. We'll be back with that. This amazing, crazy alert. And your calls right after this break.
Drowning in IRS debt? If you can't afford to pay your IRS debt due to economic hardship, you can now be free of IRS collection efforts by taking advantage of a special IRS tax hardship program. This program allows Americans who owe the IRS to resolve their delinquent tax debt once and for all. In some cases, maybe even reducing what you owe significantly. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Simply dial 800-463-4295. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back or have years of unfiled tax returns, help is standing by. Just call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-463-4295 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-463-4295 to see if you qualify. That's 800-463-4295.
Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris, 83 years old and looks amazing, still kicking, punching, and feeling great. Chuck Norris's key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements into one. And when it comes to health, this has been a real game changer for a lot of us. I love it. Morning Kick isn't your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support joints, gives you energy, and makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help shed those extra pounds and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. Use the code EASY or text EASY to 511-511 and claim 40%.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. President Biden, the ABC News projected winner of Nevada's Democratic primary. Donald Trump's name wasn't on the Republican primary ballot, and no delegates were awarded. The top vote-getter was none of these candidates. National Transportation Safety Board investigators with a preliminary report on the door plug that broke away from a Boeing 737 MAX 9 jetliner in midair.
According to NTSB investigators, there were no bolts holding the door plug in place when it flew off in flight. And amazingly, there had not been any bolts for the weeks the plane had been flying passengers. The NTSB finding the door had been removed at the Boeing factory to work on some damaged rivets. And when the door was put back on, apparently workers forgot to put on the bolts.
ABC's Alex Stone. The House Republican bid to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas failed. Not enough votes. The issue will be revisited on Wednesday, though. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's U.S. Representative Mike Gallagher was one of four Republicans to join Democrats in voting down impeaching U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Republicans tried to impeach Mayorkas over his handling of the U.S.-Mexico border. The other five Republican representatives from Wisconsin voted for impeachment Monday night. Wisconsin lawmakers are taking steps to stop artificial intelligence from influencing this year's elections. A bill in the assembly would mean a $1,000 fine on political ads that use AI but don't disclose it.
I think it's very important that people be able to trust what they see and what they hear, and that's why we want to have a simple disclaimer on the campaign ad so people know when artificial intelligence is being used.
Representative Adam Nealon tells WISN-TV's Upfront he expects the bill to become law this spring. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
The Todd Allbus Show.
The immigration challenge in this country, as Jorge Ramos, the great author, likes to say, you can build as many and high walls and deep walls as you possibly want. But until you start addressing the problem within countries, people will keep coming. For all of our faults, people still look at America as that shining city on a hill and want to come here, and I believe that makes us stronger.
The Todd Allbus Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clouds and some patchy fog in the overnight with lows in the mid-30s and light south winds. After the fog, we'll have a mostly cloudy sky Wednesday, highs approaching the 50-degree mark. Rain and some rumbles possible on Thursday with highs in the middle 50s. It's 30 at our studios.
Matt Nair on air.
I heard that new promo featuring Earl and Sandy Williams talking about being influencers. Now I cannot get the vision out of my head of those two doing TikToks.
I think we should do a series of videos of Calvin teaching them how to be influencers, like teaching them how to dance.
I'm not going to say I don't dance, but I'm not a good dancer, so I don't know.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays at 11 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Mad Radio 92.7 FM, home of the John and Gordy Show.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
We're not sure what's better, a win at Camp Randall Stadium or just hanging out at the farmer's market. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Hey, if you like the rants that I open the show with every day, they're typically published over at HartmanReport.com. Check it out. Did you know the folks famous for making candy bars also own some of the most popular dog food brands? Yep, that's right. Candy and kibble from the same company. You know, I'm not, that just doesn't sit right with me. You know, I don't trust candy makers to know what's best for Blue and Chewy, and I want them to get good, healthy food. That's why I love feeding my dogs Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's full of real wholesome ingredients like turkey, salmon, flaxseed, sweet potatoes, and spinach, and none of those sketchy ingredients. Plus, it's freeze-dried raw and pantry-safe, lightweight. There's no thawing, no mess, and no fridge or freezer space needed. And it's full of nutrients your dog needs to thrive. Dogs think it's absolutely delicious, even the picky eaters like my dog Blue. I can get you up to 54% off your first Nature's Blend order, plus a free full-size pack of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. There's also a store locator. Over 2,000 stores carry their products on that website. All pets are unique. Results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. And welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour. Oh, I have to, this is an amazing story, this crazy alert for the day, and then I'll pick up your calls here. Just imagine this. You work in a this guy worked in a bank, right? You work in a finance organization. And you get a note from your boss that says, you know, we got a Zoom meeting this afternoon in a half hour. Please click the link. You click the link. You go into the Zoom meeting, and there's your boss. You can see his face. And there's the four or five people that work with your boss, you know, people who are your superiors, as it were, in the organization. You can see all their faces. And the boss says, hey, Joe here, I need your help. I need you to I need you to transfer $25 million to this organization. And here's all the information. Here's the billing number and everything. And just wanted to let you know that we're all in on this and we all agree with it. And everybody's nodding their head. Everybody else in the meeting, a couple of people may speak up and say a couple of words in favor of this. And, you know, please just get this done right away, would you please? And so the employee says, okay, fine, hangs up the Zoom call and goes in and transfers $25 million out of the company's bank account into this other company's bank account someplace else, wire transfer, and then discovers that it wasn't actually his boss. It was actually a deep fake. In fact, all of the people on the Zoom call were computer-generated faces of people you know. They were all deep fakes. And the voices, were generated by this deep fake program. What they had done is, what the crooks had done is they had recorded a previous conference that all these people were on, a previous Zoom conference that had somehow gotten out in the public domain. And then they cloned all these people. And then all they had to do was write a new script for them and they would say new things in their own voices. I mean, that's where it's, and this actually happened. This guy actually paid, it was actually $25 million, 20 million British pounds, actually. This happened to a guy working for a bank in Hong Kong. But be careful, right? Get ready. The day of reality and unreality merging is much closer than I think most of us realize. All right, let's pick up your calls here. What's on your mind today? Ray in Renton, Washington. Hey, Ray, what's up?
Hey, Tom. I just want to say thanks for your show. It's a real national service, I think, what you do here. And I want to share a story about engaging with Trump voters because, you know, I hear callers all the time saying, you know, they haven't talked to their relatives over you know, support for Trump or whatever. And I've had a different experience, and I think it leads to something that's really salient to this show. I've got a neighbor, a couple of colleagues, and a couple of friends that I knew were Trump voters over the last year or so. And when I engage with them, you know, I ask questions. I try to, you know, I say, help me understand why you support Trump over whatever issue. And, you know, I don't try to confront them. I don't try to change their minds. But what I do is kind of push back in whatever the topic is with some knowledge that I've learned from this show, whether it's from your show, your great guests, and even Sue's Daily Stat with, you know, your referenced articles, etc. Mm-hmm. And really gives them pause. A lot of times I get the question, how do you know that? Where did you learn that? And then I point them to your show, and I say, you know what? Learn something. Give yourself a chance. Open your mind and give Tom's show 5 days, whether it's, you know, an hour a day for 5 days, or maybe I listen to your podcast at night a lot of times and not available in the day. So try his five podcasts with an open mind. And I can tell you that four of those five people no longer support Trump.
Really?
So here's my point, Tom. Absolutely. And here's my point. Every person listening to this show right now knows five Trump voters. And I put a challenge out there to every one of them. Don't try to change their heart and minds. Challenge them a little bit and steer them to Tom's show. Because if every one of us went out and did that with five Trump voters, we'll influence the outcome of this next election.
Okay. Well, thanks for the endorsement, Ray. And but most importantly, good on you for fighting the good fight, for speaking up and converting four out of five. That's amazing.
That's exactly right. I love what you say. Tag, you're it. Now, yeah. Listeners, tag, you're it.
Every
one of us can do this.
Okay, Ray, thank you very much. Thank you for that call. Greg in McAllen, Texas. Hey, Greg, what's on your mind today?
Oh, I'll tell you what. Hey, Tom, great show. Listen, I just want to dab on to Mr. Donald Trump. This man, for lack of a better word, that... you know, you answered one of my questions that you went ranting on about the book, about Donald. And, you know, this man has never had a political career. Why is he so powerful? But you answered my question. It's because that he has that thug type of, so to speak, personality, you know?
Yeah, he's an authoritarian leader. He plays the role of dictator. And people want, you know, there are some people who would just want a dictator there. I think it was the Young Turks. One of the news organizations the other day went out and interviewed a bunch of Trump followers and just asked them right up front, would you rather have Trump as a dictator or Biden as a president? And they were like, we'll take Trump as a dictator.
Well, you know, that's what happens because he was born. That's a result what happened to him, that's a result of born with a silver spoon, you know?
Yeah, I think so. He's got a level of entitlement, obviously, that he just believes the whole world, you know, it needs to be bowing down at his feet. He was born a billionaire, arguably, in today's dollars anyway, neither he nor anybody in his family have ever been held to account for basically anything in their entire lives.
To be honest with you, Tom, I don't even think he's really worked a solid 8 hours a day, you know?
Yeah. No, it's hard to say. I mean, I don't want to trash his work ethic. I don't know that much about it.
I understand. I understand.
But I do know the guy's a criminal.
I wanted to dab on you. They're playing a political baton with the immigration. Because I live about a half an hour from the border, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I saw a segment on that other network, CBS,
mm-hmm.
That there's Chinese immigrants that are flooding in through the border, you know, so to speak.
Right.
And you guess, you know, there was a gap between going to go with it, because the thing about California, there's no Rio Grande, no Rio Grande River to handle with. It's just all land, you know?
Yeah, that's very strange, though. You know, I mean, I actually know a couple of people, or know is probably too strong, but I'm an acquaintance with a couple of people who are illegal Chinese immigrants, and they didn't come over the Rio Grande. They flew here on a tourist visa and overstayed their visa. I just don't understand why Chinese people are going to Mexico to cross the border. I'm very skeptical about that story. But, Greg, I need to move along. Thank you for the call. Brandon in San Jose, California. Hey, Brandon, what's on your mind today?
How are you doing, Tom?
Good. What's up?
Okay, so I got it's kind of a question, but it's also kind of a statement, if you don't mind. So, we have Nikki Haley, Bonnie Willis, Tanya Chutkin, Eugene Carroll,
Letitia James.
Letitia James, yes, and the financial monitor, obviously. Is it possible that these six women will be the undoing of Donald Trump, and wouldn't it be the ultimate poetic justice?
Yeah.
Given that he clearly has, maybe he doesn't hate women, but he has contempt for women.
Yeah.
Let's say that.
Yeah. That's an excellent point, Brandon, and well worth making. I also think that the media needs to start referring to Donald Trump as a rapist. He was convicted of sexually assaulting. Convicted is not the right word because it was a civil trial. He was found liable for sexually assaulting E. Jean Carroll, and then when he appealed that, the court came back and said, you know, essentially you're saying I raped her, and I didn't. And the court said, no, we're saying that you did rape her, and we will use that word rape. And so, you know, we now have a judge having used the word rape and said, yes, Donald Trump did this. And, you know, that makes you a rapist. It's pretty straightforward. So why is the media not pointing this out? They want a horse race. They want Donald Trump back. And, I mean, they made billions of dollars on Donald Trump in 2020 and in 2016. They want their cash cow back. They want a TV star. They wanted a TV star with Ronald Reagan. They want a TV star now with Donald Trump. It's pathetic. Brandon, thank you for the call. It's just pathetic. It's 44 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Speaking the truth, the RNC and their billionaire owners would really rather you didn't know. I'll be right back with you.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Your home, your property, your decision. At Weikert Realtors Lake Point, we'll guide you every step of the way, whether you're buying or selling a home or exploring commercial property. Your dream is within reach. You'll find our realtors love what they do, and more importantly, we think it's fun helping our clients achieve their goals. Who wouldn't want to do that every day? Give me a call at 608-721-8002. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
The story of Black History Month starts in Chicago. It's 1915 and thousands are there to celebrate. 50 years since the Emancipation Proclamation and the end of slavery. The gathering also inspires civic organizations to uncover the many achievements of Black citizens. By 1926, the celebration of African American history is official. This also is a time for rising racial pride. The Black middle class is expanding, and industrial cities like Milwaukee are luring African Americans with good jobs. There's so much more to tell you. Listen for the next Black History Month story here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us. And click on the Careers tab.
Mad Radio 92.7 FM, home of the John and Gordy Show.
You're a startup looking to keep better track of customers, a nonprofit hoping to have a record fundraising year, or a business that simply needs better payroll software. Capterra's got you covered. Capterra has over 400 categories of business software for you to choose from. Anything from email marketing to scheduling to accounting and beyond. Capterra makes it easy to find what you're looking for, with thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. Best of all, using Capterra is absolutely free. Capterra connects you with the business software that will help you do what you do better. Visit Capterra.com today and join the millions of people who use Capterra. That's Capterra, C-A-P-T-E-R-R-A.com. Capterra.com.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Welcome back. 10 minutes before the hour. David in North Miami Beach, Florida. Hey, David, what's up?
Hey, y'all. Yes, I've got whoever did that deep fake you described.
Mm-hmm.
He should get busted for plagiarizing a subplot in Back to the Future 2 where middle-aged Marty gets tricked into something to get them fired.
Oh, but, interesting. I had forgotten that.
Right, where he gets the fax messenger fired in triplicate. But my good, bad, and the ugly is it's good that we had the anniversary of Balloongate getting shot down back on the 4th. It's bad that we just lost Toby Keith at age 62, who's a regular punchline for Mark Maron on Morning Sedition 20 years back.
Mm-hmm.
And it's ugly that we no longer have those Medicare TV ads by Leslie Nielsen or anyone equivalent. Is that by law or just a conspiracy of dunces.
Those were not ads, if we're remembering the same thing. Those were what are called public service announcements. And the ad council produces public service announcements, typically. Government agencies also produce them. And they're provided at no cost to radio and TV stations and programmers, you know, like us. And if we have unsold commercial inventory, if we've got, you know, an ad that's going to run in 10 minutes, but nobody in the company has sold that ad, then what you do is you plug in that public service announcement. It used to be, before Reagan ended the Fairness Doctrine, that and maybe this has more to do with the Telecommunications Act of 96. I'd have to go back and check. But anyhow, before the 90s, it used to be that you actually had to run a certain number of public service announcements as part of your Fairness Doctrine requirement to program in the public interest. That went away sometime between 87 and 96. And so now those ads are still available to broadcasters, but they're only used when you can't sell inventory.
Which is a larger problem, but, you know, it still has our problem that we only get ads for Medicare Advantage,
right.
And sadly, nothing that says go to Medicare.gov. I don't know how much of that website has been contaminated.
A large part of it.
Both, you know, has been described.
Yeah, the Trump administration in particular reinvented the Medicare website so that it's largely a huge ad for Medicare Advantage, as are the brochures that come out, although they have been from the get-go. I mean, this was part of the program that George W. Bush put into place. But I would love to see Medicare have an advertising budget. Say what?
One more thing that needs to be fixed next year, preferably with a friendly Congress.
There you go.
And President Biden reelected.
Amen.
Thanks much.
Yep. Good talking to you, David. Thank you. John in Vienna, Virginia. Hey, John, what's up?
Hey, Tom. You've been talking about Medicare Advantage. My wife and I she's had insurance. She's an HR executive for a company, head of the HR department. We have this argument. I went on the web and I found this workshop that's this guy has a thing called the Medicare School. And he's pretty neutral about everything, except for the fact that he says that Medicare Advantage is not the way to go, that the supplemental Medicare is the way to,
right,
way to do things. So I've gone back to my wife and tried to get her to, you know, get on the web and watch this, and she's just totally against it. She comes up with some of the inducements that they give you, you know, better dental insurance and this kind of thing, right, cheaper.
Yeah.
For
wait until you get cancer or a heart attack or something, and then you're going to be SOL.
Right. Right. But I recommend that as a sort of a neutral site to go to, okay, just to get the basics of Medicare versus Medicare Advantage.
Okay. So sounds like a plan. John, thank you for that. Thanks for sharing. Les in Winnemucca, Nevada. Hey, Les, how's it going? You got a primary going today, don't you?
Yeah, there. I mailed in my ballot 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
So, thanks for taking my call.
Hang on just a second, Les. Forgive my interruption, but Jennifer Crumbly in Michigan was just found guilty on all four counts of involuntary manslaughter with regard to her son's mass shooting. This is the beginning, I'm telling you, the beginning of holding parents to account.
Yeah.
For when your guns or their guns are used in these mass shootings. Back to you, Les. What'd you call about?
Well, I wanted to say that there's a lot of right-wingers out here in Winnemucca, and I have found that I can get the hardcore Trump voters. They won't listen to reason.
Yeah.
But most people, when you sit them down and you treat them the way a good defense attorney leads the witness around with questions,
mm-hmm,
you bring them back to where they contradict themselves, and you point it out, and they go, yeah, I never thought of that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And most people, I mean, I don't know about anywhere else, I just know about here, most of the people here care about democracy, want to do the right thing and do not like Trump.
Yeah.
So I think he's going to win here in Nevada. But, you know, we all agree on two things. I've said this before. I called it the president's hotline this morning. It took 10 minutes from the time I got on there at 7:50 until I talked to him. And I was done within 10 minutes. And we agree on two things out here, all of us. There's too much money in politics, and the rich folks ain't paying their fair share of taxes.
Yep.
And we all agree, all of us, right and left. And I've called the local TV stations. I say, why don't you guys say something about this? Mm. And none of them.
Because you know where that money in politics ends up, Les? It ends up in TV stations.
Sure, I get so rich. That's why the news is all screwed up. You got a bunch of rich people running it.
Yeah. It's Mitch people?
Rich people.
Oh, rich people. I see. Okay. Yeah.
Jimmy Trumpies, you know.
Yeah, no, this is and this is, you're welcome, Les. And this is, you know, to Les's point, this is what five corrupt Republicans on the Supreme Court brought us. They put their hands out, right? Clarence Thomas, oh, yeah, buy my mother's house and put, oh, yeah, put my son through college or through prep school. You know, take me on a $1 million vacation. Sam Alito, oh, I'd love to have a speaking fee and a free trip to Europe first class all the way. Yes, no problem. Amy Coney Barrett, oh, yeah, my dad's a fossil fuel lawyer, but I'm not going to recuse myself. Neil Gorsuch, yeah, I got a sweetheart deal on my land here with some of the billionaires who support us. We're all in on this. Brett Kavanaugh, who paid off your gambling debts? These Republicans decided in Citizens United to legalize bribery, and here we are.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Did you know that the folks famous for making candy bars also own some of the most popular dog food brands? Yep, that's right. Candy and kibble from the same company. That just doesn't sit right with me. I don't trust these people to know what's best for Blue and Chewy. That's why I love feeding my dogs Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's full of real, wholesome ingredients like turkey, salmon, flax seeds, sweet potatoes, and spinach, with none of those sketchy ingredients. Plus, it's freeze-dried, raw, and pantry-safe. No fridge or freezer space needed. It's full of nutrients your dog needs to thrive. And dogs think it's absolutely delicious, even the picky eaters. I can get you up to 54% off your first Nature's Blend order, plus a free full-size pack of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-flavored dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. Or you can shop in over 2,000 stores nationwide. There's a store locator at their website. All pets are unique. Results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
There's nothing better than the Vilas Zoo and the Old Brick Gardens.
Except maybe Mad Radio 92.7. WMDX.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I love Jennifer Beals, and it is my pleasure to welcome to Nightlight a guy who kissed her, Peter Moore.
I wish I could say she was madly in love with me, but we starred in the High School Musical.
You and I kissed during a play once, Pete, and I will say I didn't really feel a connection.
That was also in The Boyfriend, but that was a different version of The Boyfriend.
That was The Boyfriends.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Weeknights 8 till 10 on 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.